This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as promised, I'll keep you guys up to date as we get more information on H5N1, the bird flu, that is worrying a lot of virologists and public health officials. But some of you have commented on how, you know, the world or the powers that be want to keep people scared. And they're going to be using these pandemics or epidemics to keep people in line and to keep people in control. And it's a valid theory. You know, when you go through as much science and you've been, you know, on this earth as long as I have, you know, and seen the gamut of things, you know, I am open to hearing all theories. Yeah, because look at how many of our theories were right when it wasn't the most popular theory early on in the pandemic. So I am definitely open to people's thought process. However, we do have a boy who cried wolf problem, where we are going to have, conspiracy or not, we are going to have pathogens. And whether whether somebody thinks China's behind it or Russia's behind it or another entity is behind it, not all epidemics or pandemics are going to be a specific bioweapon or a lab leak. Right, we have since millennia, the dawn of time, had things that ravaged the earth. Ice age, humans died during the ice age. I think there were ice ages during not only did dinosaurs die, but also ice ages that affected humans. There's been natural disasters. There's been floods. There's been hurricanes. There's been plagues, tuberculosis, Spanish flu, which they might soon rename the flu after World War I. So a bird flu and H5N1, I do believe, is real. I do believe that this is something that we do need to prepare for. And I do also believe that those individuals who think that governments can use this to take advantage are not entirely wrong, because we saw government take advantage during COVID. So it's very frustrating because we're all right, and we could all be right and we all could be wrong. Okay? And so this H5N1 does bother me. And the reason why it bothers me is we have seen it decimate animals. And the more we see this H5N1 bounce to mammals, the closer it is to being an epidemic among humans. Now, humans do get infected with H5N1, but the only reason why we're not in a pandemic now is because humans can't technically give it to humans yet. We don't believe. We believe they can soon, within a matter of years, maybe months, if the bird flu mutates in that fashion. But right now, if a human gets bird flu, they got it from an animal. Now, there are more animals on this earth than humans, but humans giving a virus to another human can then be pandemic proportion. We could stay away from animals. We know how to stay away from animals. We just don't know how to stay away from humans. And we need to be around humans. That's who we are. You can't tell a bird to stay away from birds. You can't tell a cockroach to stay away from cockroaches. We want to be among our species. So experts have now found that this bird flu spread from red hawks that came from red hawks spread between ferrets. All the directly infected ferrets, only a single infected animal survived. Ferrets are those cute little animals that, you know, they look like, they act like liquid. They could go in and out of things with their long little bodies, and they're so cute. So this is the first study to confirm that mammals can not only catch the disease, but could spread it among each other. So if ferrets can spread it to ferrets, it's only a matter of time that a human could spread it to a human. They say deaths of infected mammals like mink, foxes, raccoons, bears, in recent months, Seth suggested this was possible anyway, but now they have additional proof to go, you see, this can be mammal to mammal. So when it was among birds, that was scary. But if a bird gave it to a mammal and the mammal could give it to a mammal, we're mammals. So it's a matter of time. And one study last week said we're only four mutations away. This avian flu strain is probably one of the biggest outbreaks we've seen. But it's among animals, not humans. And if the virus does mutate to make human-to-human transmission easier, then we're in trouble. So there's been 900 human cases of H5N1. 50% of them, it has a 50% mortality rate, which means one out of every two people who get this can die. Now, we are working on vaccines. We do have antivirals. But ferrets were studied by Canadian researchers and were given one of the four strains of H5N1 because they have a similar respiratory makeup to humans. And so if we got H5N1, we most likely would get it from breathing it in. So they looked at a mammal similar to humans that have a similar lung function and setup. And they found that direct contact with one strain of H5N1 isolated from an infected bird resulted in lethal outcomes. So I get, after what happened with COVID, people are very, very wary. And that's why I'm here. One of the reasons why I have my show is, you know, not to put you all to sleep, but to be able to kind of sift through some of the politics and BS and try to tell you what I think is real and what isn't. And so H5N1 is real. The need to lock people down and kick people out of restaurants for not having a vaccine, that makes no sense to me. The need to fire people in your military and nurses on the front line for not getting a vaccine, that I have a big problem with. But, you know, is the virus real? Yes. You know, so this is something that we do need to take seriously. But right now, not much we can do. We just need the researchers to make sure they're making medications, making vaccines in case this does go human to human. And better masks. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as you can tell, I don't really take a lot of vacation. I may take a couple trips here and there to go to a wedding, go to a family event. I don't take a lot of vacation. One is because I'm a workaholic. Two is vacations cost money. And I'm not going to relax on a vacation if I know it's costing us a pretty penny and we're in the middle of a recession and inflation and all sorts of stuff. But with summer break coming up, even though we don't really get a break during the summer, you know, and I think schools need to change. And I don't think students should be off school for 3 months. I really do believe we should be doing things a little differently because kids could be learning in those 3 months. But, you know, I do recommend people get some downtime. And I am actually going to be taking a trip. My children have never seen Israel. And I have family there, and we have my husband's family has an event there, so we're going to go. And, you know, rather than me being excited for it being a vacation, I'm actually stressed about it. I'm stressed because that's going to cost a lot of money. I'm in no position right now to be doing trips. I think we need to be in save mode. And I need to stop that. I need to stop that thinking because I really could use a vacation. You guys could. I'm sure a lot of you guys are like, yeah, please, for the love of God, play a rerun. You know, so, or let me go and listen to music. So it is important, but a lot of us make the mistake of our vacation being work. Now, me, I like to kill 2-3 birds with one stone sometimes. Right, you know, learn something, see a place kids need to see that haven't seen, get some vacation time, you know, see family that I haven't seen. So sometimes I like to, well, if we're going to be doing all this, let's at least check off a lot of boxes and get a lot out of it and get our money's worth. And, you know, but yeah, sometimes you really just need to go away. And, you know, not have all those extra, demands on you and responsibilities and goals. You know, people say, oh, I have to go here and I have to go there because I want to see this place. And that might be your goal, but you put so much work into going to Mount Rushmore or going to see the Eiffel Tower or, you know, going to the Colosseum or whatever, that sometimes you just forget to rest. And you keep hearing people say, I need a vacation from the vacation. I know I do. The week leading up to the vacation, I'm stressed. The week coming back from the vacation, I'm behind. Got so much work to do. And then when you're on vacation, especially if you're with family and in-laws, that's stressful. So if you are going to be thinking about a vacation, make sure you do it right. If you've always wanted to see a place and say, look, I've been there and I wanted to explore it, well, then great. That's fine. But then, you know, be honest about it might not be relaxing. If you want to just go to the beach and just, you know, sit out there, you know, in the sun with your Mai Tai and listen to the waves all day, then you got to make sure that's your goal. But if you are, we're going to island hop, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to see this, we're going to see this, we're going to go to Hawaii, we're going to go to Pearl Harbor, then we're going to go and check out this, we're going to check out this. Okay, it's fine to have a busy, fun-filled vacation. But that's kind of why Disney has mixed reviews. I love Disneyland. I love it because I'm a very busy person, so I don't mind being busy. But going to Disneyland is not a vacation. I mean, if you ask any parent with young kids, it's work. Okay? You have to get up early if you want to try to get to the gate early, and you have to spend a lot of money. You need to coordinate, what are you going to feed the kids? What are you going to... one of my boys would always have a nosebleed, so I need to pack extra shirts so he doesn't bloody up his shirt and have to walk around in a bloody shirt. And if that happens twice, I better have 2 or 3 shirts, or somebody's going to throw up, or diapers. And then there's going to be lines, and then you're going to miss out on things because a ride is going to close after you've been waiting for an hour and a half to get on the ride. And then you have to buy expensive food. And I like going to Disney. We always go to Disney. I'm a big Disney fan. But don't be calling that a vacation. And so one of the reasons why I think people are stressed is they save up a lot of money. Going to Disney World, we don't do that much because I'm on the west side of the country. I'm not on the east side of the country. And Disney World is fantastic, but in order to do Disney World, you can't just do it in a day. See, I can do Disneyland in a day. And I can even do the Hopper, where I can go to both parks, get it all done in a day. It's exhausting, but I can do it. But Disney World, you really need to be there a few days. At least one day for each park, and then to go and see more of it. You know, some people make it a whole week. Well, is that a vacation? So people come back after spending a lot of money, after being busy, their legs hurt. Right? You know, kids exhausted, and they didn't rest up. So before you make your plans, you know, like I said, be honest about what it is. If you want to sleep in, hear the waves, not have to be anywhere, be in your underwear for most of it, or then great, then you know, maybe you know, pick a beach or whatever, or camping or something like that. But if you want to explore, know that this is an exploratory. You're hiking. You're going to monuments. That is going to be work. Now, one study says that more than a third of Americans are not going to take summer vacation this year. And the number one reason is they can't afford to. 58% of American adults who aren't going away point to money as the reason. Now, you know, there could be also other reasons. Maybe they don't have time. Maybe they start a new job. But high inflation, tight budgets. And so I hear so many people, they'll talk. I was just at a wedding. Everyone's like, well, what are you going to do this summer? Well, it's not an automatic that you're able to do something this summer. But we do always try to, I try to go to San Diego for a weekend. Or I try to, do something. But it's not a given. And there's always this pressure. Well, if it's the summer, you have to go on vacation somewhere. It's a have to. Do something that you want to do. You know, I love staycations. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I'm kind of lucky. Because we have hotels. You could sometimes get good rates. And then you could basically be in a resort with the pool, with the spa. I don't really go to spas because I'm not really good with massages. But I enjoy the pool. I enjoy the restaurants. So sometimes you can make a vacation out of a staycation. And that's pretty cool because you don't really have to go and see monuments because you've already been there. Although it really, really is rough when my city that I've been in for 30, 40 years, is hosting the Super Bowl and I might not be able to go to the Super Bowl because the tickets are going to be so damn expensive. That is frustrating. I feel like if you are a Las Vegan and you help build that stadium and you help build that city that it's in, you should be able to go pretty cheap, but it's not going to happen that way. So for those of you needing vacation ideas, we'll, throughout the next week or two, talk about some options. But there's ways to do it inexpensively. And I like the vacations where you could hike, although it's hard to do in some of the summer times, but I've never been to Page, and there's beautiful rock formations and parks around that area, Page, Arizona. And I've never been, but oh my gosh, with the sun hitting it in the right, there's some really beautiful places to go. To me, I think that'd be great because you're exercising, you're getting some vitamin D, and you aren't necessarily spending a crap load of money. Sedona, I love going to Sedona. It might be expensive to stay there. Maybe it might be cheaper to go to Flagstaff and then drive in, but to hike and to be in the mountains and all that, it's pretty relaxing. Same thing. There's a lot of coast on the east and the west side. So maybe, if you could get to the coast or get to a lake, but it doesn't have to be that expensive. But people are traveling less, which means if there's going to be fewer travelers, maybe some of the prices will drop. But another thing you might want to do is not go on a weekend. Try to go in the middle of a week. I noticed that, it's a lot easier and cheaper to go on the less popular days. So, talk to your boss. Say, look, can I work the weekend, but then have off Tuesday through Thursday? So then those 3 days, I could get a better rate at the hotel, better rate at the, and again, not all vacations have to be a whole week or 2 weeks. You could do a weekend here. You could do a 3-day weekend, a 4-day weekend. And so if you have miles, I always use a credit card that has miles or points. I had to go to a wedding. And luckily, I had enough points to get a whole hotel night off free. I was really happy. I was so happy. Everyone's like, gosh, you're in such a good mood that the wedding hasn't even started. I'm like, yeah, because I got a free hotel room. That really makes my vacation, getting some stuff for free. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. House Republicans hope to vote today on a bill that would raise the debt limit, but also mandate some big spending cuts. The Office of Management and Budget's head, Shalandra Brown, says the cuts would come to programs that people want.
We're talking about veterans' medical care, nutrition for seniors like Meals on Wheels, rail safety, FAA cuts.
Flooding is on the minds of millions around the USA this week. The National Weather Service says the Mississippi River in Wisconsin will crest at just over 16 feet. And downstream, they're looking at the possibility of the worst flooding around the Mississippi in 20 years. The British government's putting the brakes on Microsoft's $69 billion purchase of the gaming platform Activision Blizzard. The UK's antitrust regulator says the deal would suppress competition in cloud gaming, a sector in which Microsoft already holds about two-thirds of the worldwide business. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that I had to help individuals do during the Great Recession, which did not end in 2009, but sadly went on for years into the teens, the 2010s, was the support and emotional support and the managing of the anxiety and depression when people got canned. And it was fascinating to me. And it's, you know, you keep learning. When you're a physician, it doesn't stop in medical, after medical school. You keep learning as you go. And I had been interested, I had been a little surprised by the people who were fired were actually less anxious and depressed than those who still had jobs. And the reason why is, and if I remember this correctly, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. So the casinos were doing massive layoffs every Monday or Tuesday. And so those individuals, where it was a Thursday or Friday when they saw me, or Saturday, because I was also open on the weekends, they're like, I don't know if it's going to be this Monday or Tuesday or not, because I'm asking, you know, how's it going with the jobs? Do you still have your job? What's going on? And they're like, I don't know. We'll know Monday or Tuesday. And it would seem like every week there were massive layoffs. And it was very anxiety-producing. It was a rough few years. And individuals would be coming in because they thought they would lose their health insurance. And then when they did get fired, I worked so many hours because people who got fired were going to be losing their insurance at the end of the month. So if they got that notice, they're like, I need to come in and get whatever medicine, I my blood pressure, just whatever I'm overdue for, do it. And we were busy. We were very, very busy. Not by choice, but because people were losing their job, they were losing their health insurance, so they wanted to do any last minute. It was bad. It was not fun at all. But the individuals who were fired that came in while they were scrambling before their insurance ran out, they were like, well, it's done. And I'm like, now you don't have to worry about being fired. I mean, I'm trying to find the silver lining, but the anticipation that it could happen at any week was tough. And those individuals who were already let go, their biggest fear was over. And they're like, well, now all I could do is go up from here. Well, here we are about to face rounds and rounds of layoffs. There's already been jobs that have been cut, stores shuttered, many of the big techs, Meta, Google, even, you know, you have Amazon, Disney is about to fire a lot of people. And I feel the stress. I feel people's stress, and I get it, and that sucks. It's very nerve-wracking. Nobody wants to feel the way. Hearing that, we're going to be making job cuts. We're going to make job cuts. And one of the reasons why these companies are doing that is because they want people to quit. They want to minimize the amount of severances. So if you are like, you know what, I don't want to be fired, so I'm going to just quit, then you might not. So sometimes they're doing this too. Start gleaning people. I know a lot of companies will say, hey guys, we're going to start doing random drug testing, and then all of a sudden you see people just drop off. Now they don't have to drug test because most of the people that were probably going to fail are already gone. So these are tricks and little shenanigans that these companies do, and you know, here the average person is nervous that they're being fired, that they're going to be fired. Well, a couple of you have already been fired, right, within the last few months, and you were embarrassed as hell that your job got cut, whereas some of your colleagues are still working. Now, in the olden days, getting fired meant something different. So before recessions, and even though there's always been recessions, but in the movies and TV shows, it made it sound like if you got fired, it's because you did a crappy job, or you told the boss off. What's fascinating now is somebody losing their job does not signify you stunk. Now that everybody has been through toxic workplaces and they know how companies run and they understand about inflation and recessions and job losses, now if somebody lost their job, the first thing they're not going to think about is you suck, you stunk at it. They're going to be thinking, well, you probably made too much. You know, they're not going to necessarily, it's not going to always be a bad thing. So a lot of baby boomers and Gen Xers are like, I've never been fired. Oh my gosh, if I get fired, it's going to mar me. It's going to, don't be embarrassed, elevate. Don't get even. We don't want you getting even. I mean, you know, some people take that in the wrong context. But, you know, if you're not in a job that valued you or could afford you, that's not the place you want to be at. If you didn't fit into the sorority or fraternity style, and I like sororities and fraternities, I don't want to insult them or criticize them, but the cliquish atmosphere, and you didn't fit into the clique because maybe you're of a different political party or you have a different work ethic, Well, they're all like, guys, lay low so we don't get any more work to do. And you're like, I'd rather do the job they're paying me for. You're not going to last long. So when I see somebody isn't at a job, you know, I don't think it's because they did a bad job. And the other thing, too, that's fascinating is we see so many lazy people now these days, and they're employed, that I don't think you're losing your job because you're lazy, because a lot of lazy people are working now. So I'm almost wondering if the people losing their jobs are the ones that are the busy bees that are actually getting stuff done, making other people look bad. So if you've lost your job or you're about to lose your job, don't be freaking out about the embarrassment part of it. You know, it's a shame because, you know, some of these workplace killings and shootings, you know, sometimes happen because somebody lost their job. So they're embarrassed. They want to get back. They want to. We need to have a different attitude. Now, you know, we do. There was, you know, being fearful that you'll lose your job used to give you a stronger work ethic because you're like, I don't want to lose my job. So I'm going to do the best job possible. I'm not going to let anybody else outwork me, which was what Kevin Costner's father advised him as he was a child. You know, never let somebody else outwork you. You know, you do the best job you could and you can, and you make sure, you know, you get the job done right. And so you didn't want to lose your job because the job was so valuable. Well, you know, nowadays people aren't valuing jobs. If they lose their job, they get unemployment. There's always a safety net. And so it's different these days. So a lot of anxiety, a lot of nerves coming up the next few weeks to months. You know, plan on it. Where people get sidelined are the ones who think it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me. Always think it'll happen to you. I mean, Tucker Carlson was one of the most highly rated, hosts at Fox News. He lost his job. Anybody could be fired. Don Lemon had a huge following. He got fired. People get fired. You know, shows get stopped. Friends was probably one of the most popular shows. It lasted so long. Eventually, it had to stop. Somebody had to make a decision to stop that. Seinfeld had to stop. Cheers had to stop. Is Modern Family might still be going on? There's shows that eventually, you know, people, stars. Yeah, I wrote an article on stars who were supposed to be in the Lord of the Rings movies that didn't get the part or it didn't happen. Now, there's how many times have people, in fact, you know what, I think Viggo Mortensen turned it down, but I think Viggo Mortensen was possibly going to be Wolverine. And then they picked, oh my gosh, how do I know, how do I forget who Wolverine is? You know, he sings and he was in all those, oh my gosh, I can't believe, I'm having a brain fart. So it's okay. It's going to be okay. You just have to have a plan and don't think, well, I'm doing such a good job that it's not going to happen to me. People who do good jobs get fired. So don't be embarrassed. Just use it as an opportunity. Maybe that job wasn't supposed to be, maybe it's meant to be. Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. What is wrong with me these days? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702
562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you have inquired as to why there's such a surge now of transgender individuals when it used to be less than 1% of the population. Do we really have transgender individuals, or are people identifying because it's an advantage? It's a great question, and it's something that you know, we should be allowed to talk about. I do feel that that we do have a higher population than the less than 1% that was originally reported. Being a physician, I always found the numbers to be very underrepresentative of the community, but many individuals didn't want to come out or say that. I know many homosexual individuals who chose to get married so they could have kids, have acceptance in the family, have acceptance in society. And so even though in medical school we learned 1 in 6 individuals have experimented, 1 in 8 individuals are homosexual, the national numbers had found that the percent of the population was much lower. But in medicine, we know that there's many more individuals that feel that way. Intersex individuals, we used to call hermaphrodites, where you would have individuals born with both male and female genitalia or body organs. And then, at birth, the family would choose to pick one or the other. Oftentimes, it would be easier to choose female because, in case they don't make a adult size phallus later, and it's easier to cope in society as a female than a male. And I found that fascinating too, because for years women have been struggling for women's rights and women getting equal access. And yet in medicine, when you had a child that could have had been either male or female, the narrative was, it's easier to be a female in society. It's easier to be a female. So what's happening now is the same thing. It's easier to be a female. Now, many of us females, cis females, are like, say what? And it's been tougher. If we do reach any level of success, people think it's because we perform sex acts. Now, we still have a long way to go. Now, but in terms of being able to succeed in sports, if you could be on the female team and not compete against males, you might have an advantage. And so I understand how, I really do believe there are individuals who are true, honest to God, transgender, who never identified with who they were, and they want to be looked upon in society as female, as male, as, and all the power to them. But we can't escape the fact that there are individuals who might find advantages to being female. Now, I can't tell you how many people that, I've heard talking saying, if I ever have to go to jail, I'm going to say I'm transgender so I can go to a female jail. Going to a male jail is scary. Now, a female jail is scary, too, but not as scary as a male jail. So many individuals, they're going to want to go to the female jail so they don't have to go to the male jail. Or the bathroom. In schools, the bathroom, I hate going to the bathroom. And it's because people are mean in the bathrooms. There's no teachers in the bathrooms. So in class, they can only do so much to make fun of you. But in the bathroom, you could get ganged up on. Well, boys, they could tell you. It could be worse. So if somebody could be in the female bathroom and not the boys' bathroom, where you have individual stalls and you don't have to, pee in front of a urinal and people make fun of you and push you. I could see why kids are going to say, you know what, if I can get away from the bullying, let me then identify as female. So it's a discussion that I think is fair to talk about, because we don't want to wrongly accuse somebody who's transgender of taking advantage of the situation. But we also don't want to be taken advantage of. And we also want individuals to feel safe. When, I forget if it was a New Jersey prison, but when somebody had said, look, I identify as female, so don't put me in the male jail, put me in the female jail, they impregnated 2 inmates. Now, just because you're transgender doesn't mean you're homosexual. You could be, you could still want to biologically be with, who you were as a cis heterosexually, but individuals want to know that they're going to be safe, that they're not going to be raped, they're not going to be impregnated, or unless these women did it by choice, who knows. But it does start to pose problems. And so I get why these politicians are having trouble. How do you pick? Do you pick being in support of transgender access to everything and honoring their identity as a female or male that might not be biological? Or do you protect those individuals who think that if they're going to be naked in a locker room, they're not going to be attacked or have to be around somebody who could be faking it? So that is, they are very valid concerns. In North Dakota, Governor Burgum has, I believe, I think he has signed a bill that does limit access to bathrooms, locker rooms, and shower rooms for transgender and gender nonconforming people in several state facilities. This one includes college dorms and jails. This is under a new law signed by Republican Governor Doug Burgum. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union has said so far this year more than 450 bills are attacking the rights of transgender people. And so here's the thing, we're in mixed. Having a transgender individual in our extended family, I'm mixed on this because I can't stand it when a school or a dorm or a jail or an entity is damned if they do, damned if they don't. Dorms need to make sure that their individuals are protected and safe. And trust me, not all transgenders are rapists. But if somebody's faking it so they get to be in the girl's dorm, and then, you know, they get to write about it or blog about it, that school's going to be sued. Already one school is getting sued because they forced a sorority to take a transgender female who was very open about having erections and watching them in the showers. So if a school is liable for not protecting their female populations, but they're also liable for not allowing transgenders to be with cisgender females, what do they do? And so I think any politician, it's a struggle. And so I don't know what the answer is. If individuals are finding, look, you know, I could just say I'm this, and get the job, this could very easily blow up and be taken advantage of. And that ruins it for the average transgender is not asking to, you know, get to, you know, they're not asking for a lot of these things. And unfortunately, people are, you know, looking at the average transgender does not want to be on a Bud Light commercial representing a woman in a bathtub with jewelry. The average transgender doesn't feel like that's what women are. But that's unfortunately what's being perpetuated. So I don't know where we go from here, but you can't have people damned if they do, damned if they don't. We have to protect women. You know, bad things happen in locker rooms and bathrooms. But we also have to understand that not all transgenders are lying. They're honest about wanting to transition. So we got to have a better way of finding who could be lying and maybe making bathrooms safer. So
no matter where you live,
lie.
What you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.